everybody. Welcome to the OETA Movie Club podcast. My name is Jeff Moreva. I'm the director of the show each week, and I have with me our wonderful host, the great.
You're the director?
I was trying to, build you up, man. This is Robert Birch with us. Robert Birch.
How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, it's Not a good day. Talking about some films today.
Talking about some films. Talking about a lot of films instead of just one film. So normally, anybody who's new to this, we come to you each week and we talk about the film that we're going to show on the OETA Movie Club this weekend. We air every Saturday night at 9, normally. But the last 2 weeks and this week, we're taking a week off, or 3 weeks off, for our March pledge at OETA.
Public television is taking a break from our regular programs.
That's right.
To, well, I won't finish the sentence from Anchorman.
Anchorman. Right? Oh, yeah, man. Tim, oh my goodness.
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption. What's his name? Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
We've gone blank.
Brain fog.
We've already, this podcast sucks. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll think of it.
So we come to you each week. We air every Saturday night at 9. This week we're taking a week off. If you can chip in and pledge, we would love to have your support, and you can do that by going to oeta.tv and clicking on the donate button. You can give $5, $10, $1,000, whatever you want to give.
$10,000.
$10,000, whatever you want to give.
You can be like the Masons. $1 million.
Yeah. But a huge chunk of our funding comes from the public, and so we always appreciate when you guys chip in to any degree that you can. That being said, we're off this week, so we decided to try to just come up with a topic that we thought you guys would find interesting, and we decided on
Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins. There we go. We remembered it. Thank God. Okay, now we can move on now that we've remembered Tim Robbins. Okay, this week we've decided to bring you the best and worst movie sequels of all time.
What do you
want
to do first? Which one?
I don't know. We might need to go back and forth.
Okay. Well, that'd be confusing, wouldn't it?
That'd be confusing. Let's start with the best.
Okay.
So, best movie sequels. What do you think?
I'll start off. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. So, yeah. So, after the first one, which was... This is really probably the only one on our list where... The sequel is better than the original film.
It is better.
Because Star Trek One was a giant disappointment. You know, 40 minutes of going around the ship.
Yeah.
You know, this long, just the music and going around the outside of the Enterprise. And just, ooh, how great it looks.
Yep.
But Star Trek II was an actual movie. It was...
Had a plot.
Had a great plot, yeah. And it, Ricardo Montalban as Khan, who just chewed up the scenery in every shot that he was in.
Another sequel that I think the sequel was better than the original, and also had an actor that chewed up the scene in every scene that he was in, is The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Heath Ledger.
Oh, fantastic.
I mean, as the Joker, he is just incredible and just creepy and scary and just everything that that character should have been.
Absolutely.
And hands down the best Joker, in my opinion.
Well, and Joaquin Phoenix, right, a different take.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a sequel, right?
I don't really think it was.
Joker.
It's just called Joker, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that was... Joker.
A very different take on the same character.
Yes.
But, you know, there's so many genres now of Batman. You have the Tim Burton version.
Right, which were kind of campy.
Yeah.
But they were fun. They were very fun, yeah, exactly.
Everybody from Michael Keaton to Val Kilmer to George Clooney has played this. And now Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, yeah. It was a great Batman, I thought. So The Dark Knight, that made my best sequels
list. Really good.
Of course, for me, being a Star Wars nerd, Empire Strikes Back makes the list for me.
Oh, yeah. That great moment.
I am your father.
And so many people, so that's on the Mandela effect, right? That people remember it wrong.
Right.
So that Luke, I am your father, right? And it's, the dialogue is different than that. But
right.
Yeah.
The Godfather Part 2, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Not better than the original, but just as good.
Yeah.
And
Completes
the story. Yeah. And, won an Oscar. You were saying it's the only sequel.
Yeah, only
ever
sequel
win an Oscar.
Ever to win one. I like Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Yes, that's a great one.
That liquid T-1000.
Right.
It was new technology that allowed, for that kind of visuals on that, for them to do that.
Yeah.
Just a great, and action-packed, moves along so fast.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
there's
one.
There's a lot of different versions of this, too, right? But even a television series. But I think this is probably, the first Terminator is pretty dated.
It's very
80s. It is. And it was done on a very tight budget.
Yeah.
James Cameron. But Terminator 2, I think, is stands up. It's almost, not but almost, better than the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. Let's go with our Bond movies. Goldfinger.
Right.
Great movie.
Sean Connery. Yeah, because it started off with what? From Russia with Love, I think, is the first one.
Yeah.
And then Goldfinger.
Right, yeah.
But not Casino Royale. That's one of the worst.
That is one of the worst.
I'm trying to. But, I guess my Moonraker would be the worst.
Moonraker. I remember actually as a kid liking that movie, and I went back and watched it as an adult, and I thought, what was wrong with me that I thought this was a good movie? Like that one, yeah. Moonraker and For Your Eyes Only, were like two of my favorites when I was a kid for some reason. I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
But going back and watching them as adults, a little bit of a different movie.
A Roger Moore fan.
I was a Roger Moore fan. He was Bond when I was growing up.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
So, yeah. Okay. What else?
Superman 2.
Superman 2, that's a great one.
Yeah. Yep.
Much better than Superman 3.
Right. With Richard Pryor. We're going to do the worst ones.
We
in
are.
A minute,
we'll get there in a second.
Yeah, Superman 2 is the three Kryptonians come to challenge Superman.
The mirror blast thing.
General Zod, the Phantom Zone.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is a good one.
Yeah.
So, we'll talk about the worst ones in a minute, but we kind of skipped part two, and we're going to Rocky 3.
Right.
Rocky 3 was a great movie.
Mr. T
is creepy as hell in that movie.
He's scary.
He's scary. Yeah.
And it's hard to, if you, were not a kid or not around back then, it's hard to describe just how big Mr. T was.
Yeah.
At that time, after this film, this made him a huge superstar.
Yeah.
Toys R Us had like 100-foot area when you first went in. And it was Mr. T toys, Mr. T board games, Mr. T birthday sets with a tablecloth and napkins and paper plates and party hats. I mean, it was amazing.
Right.
And then he goes on to the A-Team. And make him more consumer friendly.
Right. Of course.
But he made that film. Yeah, that was, but it was also a great story.
Yeah.
A great story.
Yeah.
And the Burgess Meredith character gets killed, and it's heart-wrenching. Yeah.
Now, a couple of years ago, we did a podcast about the scariest movies when we were kids. And one of mine on the list was Alien. And we've got on this best sequels, Aliens.
Uh-huh.
Which, was a great sequel.
Really good.
She's in that big machine thing. Uh-huh. And
like on the loading dock, on this big thing like a transformer.
Yeah,
but you can see her.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she delivers that great line.
Oh yeah,
trying to defend the little girl that the alien is going after. Yeah,
Yeah, it's a great one. 1986, Aliens, plural.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it also scared the crap out of me when I was a kid. But
now, when we're talking about Rocky, I forgot to mention, you know, there's a lot of lists out here that Creed, right?
Yeah.
The 2015
yeah.
film that is on everybody's list is one of the great.
You're right.
Sequels as
and
well.
And Creed 2, I think there's also a Creed 2.
Oh, really?
I think there is.
A sequel of a sequel.
A sequel of a sequel. I think it's a sequel within a sequel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think there's a Creed 2. I could be wrong on that. You can let me know if I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
But I want to say there's a Creed 2 now.
Uh-huh.
I'll
look
but,
that up.
But I didn't see if it made any best of lists.
Well, and recently, too, Blade Runner 2049.
Blade Runner, yeah, that was a pretty cool movie that mm-hmm. came out just in the last few years. That
it's different. It's quite a bit different.
It is quite a bit different than the original.
Yeah.
It surprised me. I did like it, though. When did that
And it
come
is
out?
One of those, I think, that you know, multiple viewings probably, yeah. It grows on you.
Right. Let's see here. You have on here Mothra versus Godzilla.
Which is 1964.
I don't know if I agree with it because I can't remember. I'm sure I've seen it at some point in my life, but I can't remember it.
The Ishiro Honda
yeah.
director on that.
Yeah.
You know, one of his greats.
One of his, yeah.
Godzilla is always headed for Tokyo Tower for some reason.
He is. He just is drawn to it for some reason.
But it's, you know, one of those great, you know, the guy's in the big rubber suit and he's smashing the model of Tokyo. You know?
Right, yes. Right. You also have the Bourne Ultimatum on here.
Uh-huh.
That's a really good one.
Uh-huh.
I like all the Bourne series.
Yeah.
I think they're really, like, perfect action movies. You know
uh-huh.
what I mean? They're just meant for you to sit there with a big bucket of popcorn and just munch away. And,
I want to see the Jason Bourne, Jack Reacher, you know, film where, you know.
Team up.
No, against each other.
Against each other. Okay, okay. Cool. Okay. One more best of, or best sequel, and then we'll move on to the worst because this is one we disagree on.
Okay.
Back to the Future 2.
Ah, yes.
I think it's one of the best sequels ever made in the world.
Really? Okay.
And you think that it's like mediocre at best.
You know, it's, you know, I love most of it. I do. It's just kind of short.
It is.
And
yeah.
I remember in the theater feeling kind of gypped because of, you know, being kind of short. And it seemed like it was a setup for the third film.
Right.
Which I think they filmed it at the same time.
Yeah.
And just cut it into two films, which makes sense. You know, Michael J. Fox was kind of young, and he's probably going to look a little older if he
right.
waited 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it makes sense to shoot it all at one time.
And then they discovered he never looked older.
Right,
so
right.
Even now, he looks...
The doesn't
same.
He?
Uh-huh. He does. He looks young.
He's one of those lucky guys.
Yeah, Back to the Future. I thought the sequel was phenomenal. I loved as a kid watching them go into the future and what the future could be and
flying
Jaws
cars.
17 hologram.
Oh, yeah.
And flying cars, of course, flying uh-huh. cars and all the hoverboards,
uh-huh.
Self-drying clothes and... Self-tying shoes
right.
and all that stuff. Okay, so let's move on to the worst movie
let's
sequels.
Let's do it, yeah.
Okay, you have on the top of the list, which we already talked a little bit about, Rocky III being one of the best sequels. You have Rocky II being one of the worst sequels.
Abysmal. Terrible.
You yeah, know, it's that depressing
great,
as hell.
Yeah, that great feeling that you got at the end of Rocky.
Right.
You know, he triumphs. He doesn't win. He doesn't win that
no.
fight. But he goes the distance with the champion of the, you know, the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, Adrian, I did it. And, you know, how wonderful, you know, great you
yeah.
felt when you came out of the theater on that.
Oh, yeah.
And Rocky II is depressing.
It really is. It really is.
But then, you know, Rocky III comes, you know, was one of the greatest.
Yeah.
One of, you know, the greatest.
Yeah. Okay. Next on the list.
Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. It's, you know.
I'm going to say that I don't need to see it.
Yeah. It's 2010. Shia LaBeouf kills every film that he is in. He is a movie killer. And, yeah, his reputation holds true in this.
Yeah.
Again, too, it's done in two. It came out in 2010.
Right.
And really, Wall Street's more a product of the 80s.
Of course, right.
Greed, and greed is good and all that. Well, greed ain't that great in 2010.
Right.
So, yeah, it just doesn't.
Doesn't hit the mark.
Meet the mark on that.
Okay. Here's one that I laughed at when I saw this on the list. Teen Wolf 2.
Uh-huh.
Teen Wolf 2.
Without Michael J. Fox.
Without Michael J. Fox. Jason Bateman at his absolute worst.
Yeah, poor Jason Bateman. He's much better in Ozark.
He is much better in more recent things, uh-huh. Yes. I've been listening a little bit to his podcast, the Smartless podcast that he does with Will Arnett and Sean Hayes. And
his buddies from all of his films.
They make fun of him for Teen Wolf 2 all the time. All the time. They're like, sorry, it's the great actor from Teen Wolf 2, Jason Bateman. They give him a hard time for it all the time.
Oh, man.
And, yes, it was a terrible sequel.
Uh-huh.
Teen Wolf 1 is just a fun movie. It's a stupid movie, but it's a fun movie.
Uh-huh.
This one had the stupid part without any of the fun.
Mm.
Like, it was
wow.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Save your money, folks.
Save your money. Also of that era, RoboCop 2.
Oh, now you skipped one.
I skipped one.
Deuce Bigalow.
Oh,
European Gigolo
from
2005. You know, a sequel, a bad sequel. From a bad movie.
From, I was going to say, the first one.
The first movie was bad.
Looked pretty bad. I don't think I've
seen
it.
So they made a sequel to it. Rob Schneider. Yeah. Yeah. Avoid at all costs.
Deuce Bigalow.
So RoboCop 2.
RoboCop 2. RoboCop 1, I remember as a kid, I liked it.
Uh-huh.
I liked it.
RoboCop it had some 2, weak parts.
It did, of course. But overall, I was like, ooh, cool, you know, cool cop movie, RoboCop uh-huh. movie. I was, preteen or whatever when it came out, probably. But RoboCop 2, stinker.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can't remember the actor's name. Plays.
Peter Weller? Peter Weller, yeah.
Yeah. It's not in it.
Yeah.
And really, all of the real... A good part about the first – one of the good parts of the first film is the humanity of the guy who's chewed up and put into this – into the RoboCop. He's part robot. He's part cop.
Yeah.
And all the humanity is drained out of, this thing. It's just a robot with a gun. And it falls terribly, terribly flat.
Yeah.
Also, you have to have a good – script to have a good movie.
Yeah.
And they
and
did not have
it. Did
good...
not have it, yeah. Mm-mm. Okay, the next one, its predecessor, it's the first one, is one of the funniest movies of all time.
One of my favorites.
But the sequel sucked. Caddyshack 2.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Jackie Mason tries to jump into the shoes of Rodney Dangerfield and falls flat.
Yes.
He's no Dangerfield. And Dan Aykroyd tries to take the part of the Bill Murray character.
Yeah.
And it is just, it's hard to watch. It is. No.
Nope. Yeah, it is. It's hard to watch.
Now, you like the next one.
The next one I loved as a kid.
Uh-huh.
I've watched it again as an adult, and it's one of those movies that you go, why did I like this as a kid? This movie is terrible. Grease 2 from 1982. Now, Grease 1, I love. I'll admit that I love Grease 1.
Yeah.
It's cheesy, it's campy, but it's meant to be. And
adults pretending to be in high school.
Yeah, 30-year-olds pretending to be high school students. But a fun, good movie, good musical.
Yeah.
Grease 2. When I was a kid and my sisters loved this movie, and they loved both part one and part two, and they would watch part one and part two in the same day back to back, and like every other weekend, and like it was just, it was on all the time.
They loved it.
And they loved it. And so I will still to this day, and I guarantee you tonight at home, I'm going to have Everyone Go Bowling Tonight, or whatever the name of that song is where they say everybody bowls. I'm going to have that stupid song stuck in my head because all I can think about from Grease 2 is let's bowl tonight. So, yeah, I'm going to have that stuck in my head.
So carrying on with that, our next film, I always hear this same song.
Yeah.
When any Police Academy film,
yes.
the Blue Oyster Club music, you know, when they go into the, you know, dun, 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 it's like a conga type song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Police Academy 2, their first appointment from 1985.
First assignment.
Their first assignment, yeah. But with only a few of the original actors, you know, making it back. And I think Bobcat Goldthwait is in this.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, he's himself.
Yeah.
And he's, yeah. So, yeah, it's generally agreed upon.
I think probably all of the Police Academy movies would have made my list.
I kind of like the first one.
No. Sorry, all the sequels.
Oh, yeah.
I think
yeah.
all the sequels would have made it onto my list here. Uh-huh. The same. I mean, part three, part four. I think there's a part five.
Oh, no.
There might even be a part six. There's so many Police Academies. It's like the only thing that has more sequels than Police Academy is Friday the 13th.
Oh, we didn't talk about Jaws 2.
Jaws 2, yeah. Jaws 2, that's kind of a stinker.
It is.
Jaws 3 and Jaws 4 aren't that great either.
Right.
But
Michael Caine is in Jaws 4.
Yes, he is. Sir Michael Caine.
Sir Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Right. You said you had seen it.
I saw it. There's a really bad scene at the end where Jaws, like, he's a pilot. He lands on the water. He has a water plane. And Jaws chews it up, and he dives into the water to get away.
Why? Why would you jump in the water?
And then 20 minutes later, after all the climaxes happen, and they've killed the shark and everything like that, he resurfaces from the water, and he's there. And like, where the hell have you been for 20 minutes? Like, you didn't have any scuba. Like, you're just, like, swimming away, like, letting them handle the shark.
I tried to look up Jaws 3. And it just said Jaws 3D.
3D.
So I guess that's the third one.
That was the first. And that was the first 3D movie I ever saw in the movie
theater. Oh, really?
And it was terrible.
Uh huh.
It was terrible. But as a kid, you're just like 3D. Wow.
I think we're still waiting for the Jaws 17, right?
That's right.
With the hologram.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Back to the Future.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just some of the worst movies ever made.
But we're going to have a good movie this next week.
We are.
A couple of good movies.
We come back next week, March 16th. We've got a double feature. We're going to start at 9 p.m. with School of Rock, starring Jack Black. And then immediately following School of Rock, we go to Aquila and the Bee, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett. Reprising
both
their roles as Ike and Tina Turner.
No. What a great but terrible movie that is. What's that called? I can't even remember.
What's Love Got to Do with It?
Uh-huh. Yeah. But anyway, I digress. we have School of Rock and Aquila and the Bee double feature March 16th. Come back and join us Saturday night at 9, and we'll be on for several weeks in a row until we get to our June pledge.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take another little break, and then we'll bring you, and we'll think of some other interesting topics to talk about that have nothing to do with the movie that we're showing, and we'll come randomly talk to you about that stuff. So we hope you appreciated this episode. We had a lot of fun. Hopefully you did too. Talking about some of the best and worst sequels ever made. Please send us a list of your favorite and least favorite sequels ever made. We'd love to hear about what you think is the worst sequel ever made. Because I guarantee you there's a lot of stinkers out there that we missed today.
Yeah.
That we just don't have time for. But, send us a list.
We would also like it if you would send us a photo of yourself with a famous celebrity.
Yes, send us a celebrity photo. We'd love
sometimes
those.
We get not-so-famous celebrity photos.
We do. We got... We got a couple people recently that I didn't know who they were at all.
We'll get with a second unit director or
exactly.
Or a composer.
Here's the lead gaffer from Twister.
One of the producers of Grease.
Sorry. Or even an actor from Grease 2. Not a celebrity.
Yeah, the one that wasn't Michelle Pfeiffer.
Exactly. She was the only one in that movie that had a chance of any career after that movie. So you'll hear an address in a minute to where you can send those celebrity photos. So please send those in. And again, thank you for listening, and please tune in each week. And until next week, take care.
Bye-bye. Make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. You can preview all upcoming OETA Movie Club films at oeta.tv/movieclub. And please, send your celebrity photos to P.O. Box 14190, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73113, or you can email them to us at oeta.tv/movieclub. And of course, tune in every Saturday night at 9 and on Fridays at 11. We'll see you on the couch every weekend for a great movie and fresh popcorn.